Come on, you old potash!
Majority Report, Air America Radio, tomorrow, Senator Tom Harkin.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Banned weapons are back, gun shops around the country, and police officers brace for the end of the 10-year ban on assault weapons. Today's expiration of that ban does not mean it's open season for gun sales. Some firearms, like the Tech 9, can now be legally bought, but some other weapons, like the foreign-made AK-47 and the Uzi, are still officially prohibited under a 1989 import ban that is still in effect. John Kerry, though, criticizing George W. Bush for allowing the ban to expire, accusing the president of giving in to the gun lobby and making the job for the police more difficult. Kerry's criticism came as he outlined a $5 billion plan to fight crime. And appearing at the same event, gun control advocate Sarah Brady said, quote, George W. Bush, shame on you for making this decision. At a health care forum in Michigan, President Bush getting an earful from some people who say they're being crushed by the high cost of health care premiums. Many of those in the audience, small business owners. President says he has a plan that calls for small businesses to pool their resources nationally in order to get more favorable insurance rates, the same kinds of discounts, he says, enjoyed by large corporations. At the same time, the president said he's worried about the safety of drugs being bought over the border for discount prices. 3 years after the terrorist attacks on 9/11 at the World Trade Center, hundreds of people involved in the cleanup at Ground Zero have now filed a class action lawsuit. They accuse the group that leased the towers and the four construction companies supervising the excavation of failing to protect workers from disease-causing toxins. The suit, filed in New York, claims Silverstein Properties and the construction firms should have known greater safety precautions were needed during the removal of 1.5 million tons of debris. The lawsuit seeks compensation for the victims and the establishment of a system to track all those who are exposed over the next 20 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a study last week showing many workers still suffer from respiratory problems long after the conclusion of the cleanup. Hospital officials and witnesses in Iraq now say at least 20 people killed today, 29 wounded, in a U.S. attack on the Sunni insurgent stronghold in Fallujah. U.S. military saying that jets made what they called a precision strike on a meeting of the group led by Jordanian-born terrorist suspect Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, and that intelligence reports indicate the strikes were successful. A hospital official says an ambulance rushing toward the hospital was hit by a shell, killing the driver, a paramedic, and five patients inside. Two more governors got letters rigged to ignite governors' offices, and at least 15 states got similar letters last week. The latest letters, which arrived today, were sent to Virginia Governor Mark Warner, West Virginia Governor Bob Wise. No injuries reported. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at AirAmericaRadio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit AirAmericaRadio.com and help make a difference.
Hi, this is Larry King. When did I start being good to my heart? When it was almost too late, after my heart attack. Of course, my doctor told me to do stuff I already knew. But I also learned that drinking delicious Welch's 100% grape juice every day is good for my heart, too. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it helps promote healthy arteries, which contribute to healthy blood pressure and a healthy heart. So grab a glass of Welch's 100% grape juice, because it's never too early to start being good to your heart.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Unfiltered.
They pulled Bob Dole out of the hell he was living in
exactly.
And yanked the Viagra out of his mouth long enough for Bob Dole to go, Bob Dole says John Kerry didn't bleed. Bob Dole says John Kerry should give back metal.
Viz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow.
Bob Dole always refers to himself in the third person. And it's incredibly bizarre.
Bob Dole says John Kerry should apologize to the veteran.
Yeah, that John Kerry, what a liar. Shot himself, what, 4 or 5 times?
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's about 7 minutes past the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270, and of course it's toll-free. I've got kind of a underlying question for you this evening. You can address it or not address it. I'll probably get some email from people that say, why are you asking the question? You're just being negative. I saw some more poll results in the past 24 hours, one from Wisconsin that was especially upsetting. I know they're just polls, but it showed Bush with, what, a 7-8-point lead over Kerry in Wisconsin? Could that be? The underlying question, do you think Bush has built an insurmountable lead? And that no matter what happens, Kerry cannot... And that's just a question. I don't happen to think that. So please don't accuse me of thinking that, but I'm just wondering what your thoughts are. Okay, you wanna take a shot at that? The 10-year-long U.S. ban on assault weapons expired today. Everybody pretty much knows that. That means the measure that was signed by Bill Clinton in '94 that had outlawed 19 types of military-style assault weapons and had banned certain features on firearms is now over. Now, a lot of folks said, hey, you know, it didn't make any difference because weapons very similar to those banned have been legally available over the past 10 years, and because of a grandfather clause in that 94 law, assault weapons or ammunition clips that were manufactured before the ban took effect could still be legally sold over the past 10 years. So a lot of folks just say, hey, it was a political horse squeeze and it really didn't mean anything. I happen to disagree, but, you know, who am I? I'm just a radio talk show host. There was a clause in that 1994 bill that was signed by Clinton that said the law would expire unless Congress specifically reauthorized it. And that was Bush's out. Bush made no effort to get the Republican-controlled Congress to renew the ban. And so the deadline passed with no vote. This gives Bush perfect political cover, and it lets the insane people who run Congress pander to the people who put money in their pockets. And that would be the gun manufacturers and the NRA and some of these pro-gun groups. What a sad commentary, right? But that's how it works. That's how it works today in political America. Polls indicate, and polls again, anywhere from 60 to 80% of the American public would like to see these kinds of weapons off the streets. But it doesn't make any difference in an authoritarian one-party system. It doesn't make any difference what a few members of the public may or may not want. Kerry addressed it, although Kerry is staying the hell away from it. Kerry's political advisors have told him, look, don't go near the gun thing, other than to make a quick statement. So, Kerry was at a campaign event, I believe, today in Washington, D.C., and he had a very simple statement, and then he moved on.
For the first time in 10 years, when a killer walks into a gun shop, when a terrorist goes to a gun show somewhere in America, when they want to purchase an AK-47 or some other military assault weapon, they're going to hear one word, sure. Today, George Bush chose to make the job of terrorists easier and make the job of America's police officers harder, and that's just plain wrong.
Kerry was in front of an audience of police officers, and I believe all the major police organizations now had endorsed the ban. Back when it was signed, it was pretty much a 50-50 split. But so anyway, it's history. In a way, it doesn't matter. This is America, and if you want multi-shot clips, if you want to be able to shoot a weapon that's automatic, semi-automatic, assault style, assault, military style, you know, you can do so. This is America. This is America. I got an email from one of our regular listeners, Roy. What happened was Roy sent an email to a TV station, KOAT Television in New Mexico. And he sent him an email, and he got an email back, and then he sent them a second one. And I just want to share it with you. This is kind of funny. Roy wrote, does your station have no sense of dignity? How can KOAT lower itself to run an absolutely false ad paid for by Swift Boat Liars? This ad is not a difference of opinion or political spin or interpretation of the record or other typical political rhetoric. It is a blatant lie built out of inflammatory quotations taken completely out of context. If you are completely ignorant of the true testimony, see, and then he lists a website. And I've also attached it below, he writes. Any media outlet that would run this vile collection of lies destroys any credibility they may have. They deserve to be held up to disdain, ridicule, and disgust because they're not fulfilling their duty to inform their listening or viewing audience. How can you stand to look yourself in the mirror being a party to this disgusting smear and pack of lies? Please pull this ad and avoid any further blatant lie-filled ads from either party in the future. And then Roy signed it and he sent it off. So he got a letter back. from somebody at the station that said, I apologize for the delay in responding to your message. When it comes to political advertising, we provide equal access to all. If we did not, it would be censorship. Thank you for taking the time to write to KOAT Television. Sincerely, Gladys Antione. So then Roy wrote one more email back to him. He said, okay, I understand. Since KOAT has no sense of decency and, quote, provides equal access for all, close quote, please send me a price quote for running two 30-second spots on open rotation between 5 p.m. and midnight, Monday through Friday. My group, Pimps for Truth, wants to run an ad that will feature one of our girls accusing Bush of knocking her up, supplying her with coke, and then paying for abortion. I'm pleased to know your station will not censor our ad. By the way, do you have any recommended PR groups that will turn this minimal amount of advertising into $6 million worth of news coverage? Best regards, Roy, and his last name. That's good, Roy. I bet you're not going to get an answer to that one, though. We want to run an ad that will feature one of our girls accusing Bush of knocking her up, supplying her with coke, and then paying for abortion.
Ah, well, you see, sir, the reason we're running the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth ad, the one that just absolutely lies and lies, is because it's political advertising, and we don't want to do censorship. But in your case, well, we're not going to run that.
See, that's kind of the underpinnings of my question tonight. Do you think Bush has built up an insurmountable lead that Kerry can't win? Not because Bush has a message. Matter of fact, we're going to touch on a few things tonight regarding the poverty of truth or ideas or sincerity or honor or dignity or decency in the Bush message. But because the liars and the perverters of democracy are all over the airwaves, and of course the media is working hand in glove with the Republicans to destroy our society. I've got some quotes from an interview over the weekend between Pat Buchanan and Wolf Blitzer on CNN that you're not going to believe. You know, except for a few things, you just can't help but like Pat Buchanan, right? He really cuts through the lies and the nonsense. I just wish he wasn't such a religious conservative. And he is. He's a real hardcore. He's of the same Catholic persuasion as Mel Gibson. You know, the what's that organization? Opus Dei. Yeah, they're real hardcore. But and of course the Protestant evangelicals would cut his throat because he's he practices witchcraft. To the Protestant evangelicals, he follows witchcraft. That's Catholic faith. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Colin Powell uses the F word repeatedly, apparently.
He's a man who never will learn. Georgie's fun-loving minions always greet him when he visits, and they give him a dollar or two. And because of all the loopholes they have given 40 millions, it's insane. But sadly, it's true. Oh, will he ever learn?
Did Oswald really shoot JFK? Was he the lone assassin? Or was there a shot from the grassy knoll? Was it a conspiracy? Did the government, a la 9/11, fail to connect the dots? Why did the CIA thwart a congressional probe into JFK's murder? Hear the experts answer these questions and more at a conference on the Warren Report and its legacy, September 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Wardman Park Marriott in Washington, D.C. Come find out about the evidence which the government ignores and the news media hides. This is a conference you won't want to miss. To register, call the Assassination Archives and Research Center, the AARC, at 202-628-6608. That's 202-628-6608. To learn more, you can visit our website at aarclibrary.org. That's aarclibrary.org.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Went past the hour, and as one of our regular correspondents, Reverend Debu, reminds me, guess who's looking forward to the assault weapon ban being lifted, and of course it now is. He says, yeah, that's right, all the terrorist cells which are lying hidden inside America. This administration of ours claims to be so concerned about terror, but they won't actually take action to prevent it. The training manual used by Islamic jihadists explicitly says you must stick to legally obtained firearms. And the Republican-controlled Congress and Bush are basically putting guns into the hands of terrorists. Well, yes, of course. But that's America in 2004. That's the way this game is played now. Kind of sad, isn't it? Isn't it kind of sad what we have come to? Oh, my God. There's another new book out, this time by a BBC broadcaster, a guy named James Naughty, or Naughty. I guess it's Naughty. He writes that U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell described neoconservatives in the Bush administration as effing crazies during the buildup to a war in Iraq. According to the book, these outbursts by Colin Powell are alleged to have taken place during telephone conversations with the British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw back in the run-up to the war. And according to the book, the two became friends during those negotiations in the summer of 2002, where there was an attempt to build a real international coalition for intervention through the United Nations. And, of course, that didn't happen, as you know. And Powell says the crazies are Cheney, Rumsfeld, and his deputy, Paul Wolfowitz, the American Zionist who doesn't care how many people die. It just doesn't matter. Wolfowitz is awash in blood. Now, here's the interesting part. Last week, the Powell's office and Jack Straw's office were contacted by Public Affairs. That's the U.S. publisher of James Naughty's book. And the offices of Powell and Straw contacted Public Affairs, U.S. publishers of Naughty's book. They weren't kind of they called. They called the publisher and said they would vigorously deny the claims if publication went ahead. But they didn't threaten legal action. So the U.S. launch of the book, the title is The Accidental American, Tony Blair and the Presidency, is going to go ahead and happen this week. Mr. Naughty stands by his claims and is said to be privately delighted that both Powell and Straw have reacted so violently to the suggestion that the former U.S. general, Colin Powell, had fallen out with the neocons. Now, interestingly, that phrase, the effing crazies, only in its entirety, will be quoted on the jacket of the book, according to a source at the publisher. Well, Paul is in the group of the effing crazies too. You know, he's sicker than they are because he sticks around, draws a paycheck, and continues to be an apologist for these psychopaths. So, Colin, frankly, my man, you're worse than they are. You know, you're a coward. You always have been a coward. You did your damnedest when you were a colonel to cover up the slaughters that occurred in Vietnam of civilians, most notably My Lai. There were many that Colin Powell's job was to cover them up and hide them. And he gets to sit close to power, and that's fine with Colin Powell. He will stay there. An honorable man would have resigned. You know, to sit in the background like Colin Powell, and not just why am I picking on Colin Powell? There are several in the Bush administration, but several have resigned. Several high-ranking Bush administration appointees have resigned. And that's all Colin Powell is, an appointee. He was confirmed by Congress. But if he were an honorable man, if he feels this way about these effing crazies, and if he understands that he sat in front of the United by God Nations and told lie after lie after lie, and acted like just like a little street whore, you know, with a pimp that was just beating the hell out of him, just beating the hell out of him, saying, "Get out there, boy, and sell your ass. Get out there and sell it. Go down to 25 cents if you have to, but sell it because we tell you to sell it." Wow, that's bad. That's really bad. So, you know, for Colin Powell to label somebody else an effing crazy is just a little bit questionable. Wouldn't you think? Since Colin Powell, is the biggest whore on the block. He really is. John McCain's another one. You know, these people who know that they're dealing with vampires. They know that they're dealing with liars and thugs, mass murderers, people who are destroying the country, and they continue to sing their praises and promote their sick agenda. So Colin Powell and John McCain and the rest of you so-called Republicans, you know, you make me sicker. Actually, you do, than the neocons themselves. Because at least I know what they're about. They're blatant in their activities. It's very easy for me to identify. That's why here in the South, I have black friends here in the South who've said, you know, Malloy, you give me a white Southerner anytime, because I know where that son of a bitch stands, okay? It's some of these people out west and up north, some of these white folks who act as though, you know, racism is something that wouldn't besmirch their personalities, but will cut your throat in a second when your back is turned. But keep me in the South. That's, you know, that's why I live here in the South, some of my black friends have told me. You know, I tried the North. I tried the Southwest. I tried up East and in the Midwest. And the racism there and the hatred there is disguised. Here in the South, it's blatant, open, out where I can deal with it. Well, that's the way I feel about these neocons. You know, as long as these vermin have to exist, give me a sick puppy like Sean Hannity or a psychopath like George Bush anytime, because I know what they're about. But when you have a John McCain or a Colin Powell, you know, occasionally you vacillate, you waver, and you go, well, maybe he isn't so bad after all. He's worse. I lost all respect for Colin Powell when he knowingly gave phony Iraq report to the UN to convince to convince them that our attack on Iraq would be legitimate. Awful stuff. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
Did Oswald really shoot JFK? Was he the lone assassin? Or was there a shot from the grassy knoll? Was it a conspiracy? Did the government, a la 9/11, fail to connect the dots? Why did the CIA thwart a congressional probe into JFK's murder? Hear the experts answer these questions and more at a conference on the Warren Report and its legacy, September 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Wardman Park Marriott in Washington, D.C. Come find out about the evidence which the government ignores and the news media hides. This is a conference you won't want to miss. To register, call the Assassination Archives and Research Center, the AARC, at 202-628-6608. That's 202-628-6608. To learn more, you can visit our website at aarclibrary.org. That's aarclibrary.org.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
We'll be right back.
27 before the hour. Jason sent me this. This is kind of an interesting story. Let me share this with you. This is from, where is this? From Moulton, Alabama. This is in the Decatur, Alabama newspaper. There's a woman, picture over here, named Lynn Goebel, and she had a Carrie Edwards bumper sticker on her car. And it cost her her job after a local at a local factory because her boss got pissed off. Her boss, Phil Gaddis. Gaddis is a Decatur, Alabama bankruptcy attorney. He also owns Enviromate, a cellulose insulation company in Moulton, Alabama. And Mr. Gaddis fired this woman because she had a Carrie Edwards bumper sticker. He didn't return a phone call to the newspaper about the firing. Ms. Goebel said she consulted a lawyer but then changed her mind. She says she has cried about the incident and must do without income for 3 weeks while the State Unemployment Commission decides if she is eligible for compensation. She says she was averaging about 50 to 60 hours a week on the plant's bagging machine. Now, here's what she said happened. She said she and a couple of friends were coming back to work after a break, and her manager told her that the boss said to get that bumper sticker or that sticker off her car, or she was fired. And the woman said, "Well, the boss can't tell me who to vote for." And the guy that was with her, supervisor, said, "Well, go tell him." So she went to Gaddis's office, knocked on the door, and entered on his orders. And then she said, "Phil, that's the boss, and another man who works there were there. I asked him if he said to remove the sticker, and he said, 'Yes, I did.' And I told him he couldn't tell me who to vote for. When I told him that, he told me I own this place. I told him he still couldn't tell me who to vote for." And then Ms. Goebel said Gaddis told her to get out of here. So I asked him if I was fired, and he told me he was thinking about it. And she said, "Well, am I fired?" And he hollered and said, "Get out of here," and shut the door. So she said her manager was standing in another room, and she asked him if that meant for her to go back to work or go home. The manager told her to go back to work, but a few minutes later he came over and said, "I reckon you're fired. You could either work for him or for John Kerry." So Ms. Goebel took off her gloves and threw them in the garbage and left. She said she's unemployed and uncertain if she will get her job back, but she doesn't regret her decision to keep the sticker on her windshield. She said, quote, "I would like to find another job, but I would take that job back, the other one, the one I got fired from, because I need to work. It upset me and made me mad, and he could put a letter in my check expressing his political opinion, and I can't put something on my car expressing mine." Now, what she was referring to was a flyer that this guy, the owner, placed in employee envelopes to remind them of the positive impact that Bush's policies have had on them. So the boss can do that to the little slaves on the plantation, but the slave can't put something in her car that lets the world know she's going to vote for Kerry, but the boss can put something in her pay envelope that says she better vote for Bush. How about that? Isn't that cute? Is that a cute story? Huh? Oh, my God. That was in near Decatur, Alabama. Moulton, Alabama. Moulton, Alabama, I believe. And the factory, hold on. Let's see. The factory is, let me see if it says here the name of the factory. Maybe y'all, I don't know if y'all want to send them a letter now. Enviromate, Enviromate, Enviromate. Now, the owner, the guy owns that. That's an insulation company in Moulton, Alabama. The guy owns it is a Decatur bankruptcy attorney. An attorney? Ooh, aren't attorneys right on the list of evil scum and vermin that are killing America, according to Bush? Buchanan on Wolf Blitzer's program on Sunday. You know, Wolf Blitzer, the former U-boat commander. Wolf Blitzer. Can't make that name up. Blitzer's talking to him about his new book. Buchanan has a book out called Where the Right Went Wrong, How Neoconservatives Subverted the Reagan Revolution and Hijacked the Bush Presidency. And Blitzer starts out by saying, you sound in this book like you're really, really angry at the president. And Buchanan says, well, I'm not angry at the president, but I do believe the president, certainly in the course he took in Iraq, I believe that's not conservative at all. We invaded a country that had not attacked us, did not threaten us, did not want a war with us. We now know it didn't have weapons of mass destruction. We invaded and occupied, and I think we've radicalized the entire Arab world here, and we've created a situation where we're one removed, where we've removed one devil, but seven more may come in his place. And Blitzer says, so you don't think the American people are better off with Saddam and Hussein in jail and his two sons dead? And Buchanan says, oh, I think it's a good thing he's in jail and they're dead, but I'm not sure it's a good idea that we got 140,000 soldiers fighting a guerrilla war in Iraq, and we've got imams from Morocco to Malaysia telling the people of the Islamic world to rise up and throw the Americans out. And then Blitzer a little bit later says, well, you know, even before the U.S. invaded Iraq, look what they did on 9/11. They killed almost 3,000 Americans. You see? Do you see that? You hear that? Blitzer says, even before the U.S. invaded Iraq, look what they did on 9/11. They killed almost 3,000 Americans. And Buchanan says, well, look, I'm 100% behind running down al-Qaeda and killing them, but what the president has done by going into Iraq has created a vast spawning pool for new recruits for Osama bin Laden. And Buchanan says, let me tell you, you got 25 million people in Iraq, and if you had a referendum that said, should the American occupiers get out? I think that 90% would vote for the U.S. to get out. We don't know how it's going to come out. But you don't go to war, Wolf, to set up democracies. You go to war when you're threatened. Potentially, Buchanan says, we have a problem in Iran and potentially North Korea. There was no threat from Saddam Hussein for the United States. And then Blitzer says, well, you keep calling those U.S. troops in Iraq occupiers. Zell Miller hates that. You know, he's the Democratic senator from Georgia who spoke at the Republican convention. He hates that. You heard his speech. He says they're liberators. Buchanan, but Blitzer sits there and says this. He says this. And Buchanan says, Buchanan says, okay, our soldiers did liberate. They went and liberated the country from Saddam. But the perception almost of 100% of the Iraqi people is that they're occupiers. And the President of the United States has said himself, I can understand how people do not like occupation. And then Blitzer. Now, Blitzer's getting ready to pull the anti-Semite card on him. This is what they always do. But Blitzer says, here's another quote from your book. You write, we are not hated for who we are hated for what we do. It's not our principles that have spawned pandemic hatred of America and the Islamic world, it's our policies. Well, Mr. Buchanan, the President of the United States disagrees with that. Buchanan, well, the President's wrong, Wolf. Then Buchanan says, Osama bin Laden and his crew up there in Tora Bora did not stumble on a copy of the Bill of Rights and go berserk that Americans are free in the United States. Read his fatwa, his jihad. He declared war on us for three reasons, Wolf. One, we're sitting with an imperial footprint on the sacred soil of Saudi Arabia. Second, we have these sanctions that are persecuting the Iraqi people, killing a million, which was an exaggeration. And third, we have an uncritical support of the State of Israel, which is stealing Palestinian land, dispossessing those people of rights, which we preach to the whole world. That is what they say is the reason they're attacking us. I think we should listen to them, since they're the ones attacking us, rather than folks who say they don't like us because we have a Bill of Rights and a separation of church and state, which is an argument, I think, which is unpersuasive to a second grader. And Blitzer says then, but some people would say that what your book is suggesting is that the United States and its policies are to blame for 9/11. And then Buchanan says, well, the United States and its policies are what are hated in the Arab world. The United States and its policies are what they are attacking. Hello? And it goes on. It's just, you know, and then Blitzer gets into the anti-Semite thing, which is usually the default position for these people. When someone attacks the neocons, so many of whom happen to be American Zionists, and they just are. I'm sorry, it's not my definition. I never heard the term American Zionist until William Crystal, who is Jewish, coined the term. I think it was Crystal. But these American Zionists, Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, Richard Pearl, The list goes on and on. The people who made the decision to take us to war. That's all. They are referred to as American Zionists, and they have a global worldview that Buchanan finds counterproductive to the overall goals of the United States. Now, Buchanan, in his past, has made statements that you could, if you were American media, you could spin into being anti-Semitic. Because he has stated categorically that these people, Douglas Feith and Richard Pearl Wolfowitz, are in the service of the Likud party in Israel. And but every time this subject comes up, a person who brings it up, I'll get emails before the night's over telling me I don't understand Middle Eastern history, that I am tiptoeing around anti-Semitism. It always happens. And the fact is that the reason the Islamic world hated us is exactly what Buchanan said. Our unqualified support for the crazies within the government of Israel, the unqualified support for the butchery of the Palestinian people, and our position in, Saudi Arabia happens to have the two most sacred sites in Islam, Medina and Mecca. And foreign troops, ours, are there. It's a blasphemy to them. I think the whole religious thing is insane. But so when somebody like Buchanan just comes right out and says it, hey, look, here's the reason. Ah, stop. And see, the average American never hears that and never gets that. The average American listens to George Bush, who says they hate us because we buy cars or we buy houses, or because we have a Bill of Rights, not because of our blatantly pro-Israel or anti-Arab policies that causes so much suffering and death and destruction in the Middle East. You know, no, that's not why they hate us. They hate us because we have self-government that's different from theirs. That's why they hate us. They hate us because we drive big cars. They hate us because, we have public education or our women wear bikinis. That's why they hate us. Didn't you know that? We kill for love and we throw a
party when we can. People who hate, you know what they hate? They hate the idea that somebody can go buy a home.
Planet Check.
Kick the pesticide habit. The Centers for Disease Control say pesticides show up in all of us. Monica Moore, co-director for Pesticide Action Network, explains.
100% of the people that they check for pesticides have pesticides either in their blood or their urine or both. That's everybody.
60 years ago, pesticides didn't even exist.
We're talking about pesticides, chemicals that are linked to a lot of different kinds of cancers. Many are linked with birth defects, with reproductive problems, and nervous system damage.
These are chemicals you don't want in your body.
We have to stop using them. And just because some people are making money on the market really doesn't justify all these health impacts. Pesticide exposure is a terrible problem, but it's a solvable problem.
Visit Pesticide Action Network online.
PANNA.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah!
Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Ten before the hour. Phone number is 866-303-2270. I don't have a whole hell of a lot to say tonight. A couple more things I'll weave in during the program, but Easter is calling from Houston. Is it Easter or Esther?
It's Easter.
Hi, Easter. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, I was just going to call and comment about Pat Buchanan.
Yeah.
I really think this really shows, like, how unprincipled the Republican Party is and like, how hypocritical they are. Because even though Buchanan is angry at Bush, it seems as if he's still going to support Bush. And it's like it seems like this is going on throughout the whole party. There's a lot of people in the Republican Party who, if this would have been a Democrat, they would be, you know, just going mad about how horrible of a presidency this was. But since it's a Republican, they're like, well, it's okay. And even if they criticize him for the things that he does, they're still willing to, in the end of the day, say, well, he's a great president, so we should elect him again. And I think Buchanan's going to vote for him.
You know, you may be right where Buchanan would support Bush, but Buchanan's argument and problem, death struggle, has always been with the so-called neoconservatives, a lot of whom just happen to be Jewish and happen to be ardent supporters of Israel. And Buchanan, being one of these Opus Dei Catholics, is in real strong conflict. You know, Opus Dei Catholics still believe that the Jews are responsible for the crucifixion of Christ.
Yeah.
So there's a religious component. There is. You know, a lot of people will label him anti-Semitic. Well, you can turn around and say that the people, the Jewish neoconservatives that attack him are being anti-Catholic. I mean, you know, you can play that game all day long. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think Buchanan, if you read the whole transcript between him and Wolf Blitzer, and it's available at CNN.com. You just go to transcripts, and there it is. If you read the whole thing, you'll see that what Buchanan is saying, I believe, is that, he would support Bush because he sees Bush as sort of an amiable dunce, somebody who is not a threat, who is willing to sit at the head of the Republican Party. And so on that basis, Buchanan may support Bush. But he hates what has happened to the Republican Party, I think, more than he hates the Democratic Party. That's what I think. So you may be right. He may be supporting Bush, but he certainly doesn't support the party.
But to a degree, just for the last comment, just this last thing I'm going to say, to a degree, I kind of think sometimes, you know, some of these Republicans who are criticizing Bush and who would criticize a Democrat should really be willing to come out and say, okay, as a Republican Party, we need to get rid of this guy. And it's like, even if Bush is amicable, you know that the people around him are extremely evil and are going to do this. So if you put him back in office again, the same thing's going to happen.
Well, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right, Easter. I wish that they had more courage. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're right on. Thanks, Easter.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. You know, Al Gore is out there again chewing up the scenery and, you know, breaking furniture. And this kind of ties into what we were talking about. Was it Thursday or Friday? About where was Al Gore when he had the presidency stolen from him? You know, all I can remember about Al Gore, and I'm really sorry because I had great hopes for Al Gore. Yeah, he was intellectual and he was brainy, and that was part of his appeal, I think. But you know, his the two things that he did that, you know, to me, Al Gore is not entertainment. He's not a force for anything. He's just kind of Democratic entertainment. I'm sorry. I can applaud what he says. I can go Al, yay, go get him, Al. But he's just entertainment. He's totally irrelevant to the party. He's irrelevant to me. The party may think he's still a very important asset. But two things. First of all, when he rolled over and allowed the presidency to be stolen, instead of demanding a full recount of the entire state of Florida, which would have taken some time, he could have fought harder in the courts, and he just absolutely refused. That's the second thing. The first thing was the way he stepped back a million miles from the man who created him, Bill Clinton, because Al Gore didn't want to get any of that stain on the blue dress on him, on Al Gore. And to me, that was it was cowardly. It was a betrayal. It was Al Gore that came out into the Rose Garden after Clinton had been, when was it? When they all showed up in the Rose Garden, when the articles of impeachment were introduced, or somebody said, look, he lied, or maybe when the audio tape first surfaced that Linda Tripp had recorded where she and Monica are talking about the president. I forget when. It seems like a million years ago. But Al Gore came out and gave this kind of stone-faced endorsement of the president. And then when it came time, Al Gore had 8 years of training. He probably would have made a great president. He would have made a better president than this moron we have in the White House. But Al Gore just divorced himself entirely. And so did his wife, so did Tipper, from Bill and Hillary. And it's just, you know, those two things. Pushing Clinton off the stage when Clinton could have been a powerful force to get Al elected. But no, he decided not to do it. And then his abysmal behavior, his just absolutely astonishingly sorry behavior, Gore's behavior, when it was apparent that Jeb Bush was stealing the election for his psychopathic brother. So based on those two things, I can say every time I see Al Gore now, yeah, I love to see him chew up the scenery. I love to see him break furniture and scream and call the Republicans all the names that he calls them and make all the ugly jokes and rage and throw his arms around and come with that basso profundo now. You know, where was that when he was campaigning? Where was that when Bush was sliding it between his fourth and fifth rib and twisting it? You know, where was it? You know, Al Gore 4 years ago looked like a whipped dog.
We're going to abide by what you know. I'm going to concede and goodbye.
You know, and all the people that broke their ass for Al Gore literally got out there and just busted their hump to get this guy elected and succeeded. And then because of the typical dirty tricks of the Bush crime family, Al Gore walks away. Sorry to get off on a tangent on Al Gore, but the guy really makes me sick. I put him in the same class as what's his name? John McCain and Zell Miller and who's the other one I mentioned earlier tonight, Kathy? You know, the Colin Powell, yeah. It's like they're all cut from the same cloth. I, you know, just show me somebody who's really there. Don't show me ghosts and shadows. You know what I'm saying? Sure you do. Charlie is calling from Brooklyn. Charlie, welcome to the program. Hey, Charlie. Yo, Charlie. All right, let me put Charlie back on hold. Can't hear Charlie right now. We're coming up on a break anyway. Let me just say hey to John is calling from Boulder, Colorado. John, welcome to the program. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That's okay, well, you can hear that music? I'm going to put you on hold and I'll come back to you after the break. All right, John, don't go away. I'll pick you up as soon as we come back. And Charlie, we'll get to you too. Stay with us, folks. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Larry King. When it comes to taking care of your heart, we all know tough habits are hard to break, but fortunately, some healthy habits are easy to start, like drinking Welch's 100% grape juice every day. The same delicious, naturally sweet grape juice you grew up with can actually help promote a healthy heart. Made from Welch's own Concord grapes, Welch's grape juice is full of natural antioxidants and no added sugar, no fat, no cholesterol. Welch's certified by the American Heart Association. Isn't it nice to know there are some healthy habits that make life even more delicious?
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Nader on Florida's ballot. Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader's name can appear on the Florida ballots for this election, despite a court order to the contrary. That's the decision of Florida's elections chief in a move that could help President Bush. The Florida Democratic Party reacted with outrage, calling the move, quote, blatant partisan maneuvering by Governor Jeb Bush, the president's younger brother, and they're vowing to fight it. In a memo to Florida 67, County Supervisors of Elections, Division of Elections Director Dawn Roberts said, the uncertainty of Hurricane Ivan, which could hit parts of the state by week's end, forced her to act. She says the storm could delay a hearing on the legal battle over whether Nader should be allowed on the Florida ballot as the Reform Party candidate. Terrorism suspect Zacharias Moussaoui will be allowed to submit written questions to enemy combatants in U.S. custody as part of his defense. That ruling from a federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia today. In the ruling, heavily censored for national security, the appeals court noted that statements by some of the unidentified combatants could help Moussaoui's defense. Moussaoui was arrested shortly before the attacks against New York and Washington, charged in December of 2001 with participating in a broad al-Qaeda conspiracy to commit terror and hijack airplanes. The suspects he wants to question are in U.S. military custody and include some of the most notorious al-Qaeda members captured so far. Remarks by one combatant, identified in the court ruling only as Witness A, would undermine a prosecution theory against Moussaoui that he was supposed to pilot a fifth plane into the White House September 11th. The witness statement to interrogators, quote, is consistent with Moussaoui's claim that he was to be part of a post-September 11th operation. From North Carolina and Indiana, 9/11 popping up more often in the political campaign ads now, a practice opposed by a number of September 11th victims and families of those killed in the terror attacks 3 years ago. The University of Wisconsin at Madison Advertising Project says a number of campaign commercials feature the images. Among the candidates employing September 11th, Wisconsin Republican Senate candidate Tim Michaels. He's pitching his bid to challenge incumbent Democrat Russ Feingold with the message that he would be a senator ready to back President Bush in the war on terror, and he uses pictures from the World Trade Center. President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney have been sparring with mock debate partners since this summer, getting ready for Democrats John Kerry and John Edwards. Late July, Bush began practicing with Senator Judd Gregg, Republican of New Hampshire, inside the White House residence. Gregg also played Al Gore in debate preparations back in 2000. Cheney rehearsing debates with Republican Rob Portman, an Ohio Republican congressman and longtime Bush family friend. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Candidate for Governor Dickie Pillager has a message for you, the voter.
I always turn to nature to make sense of the world, but our environment is under siege. Under siege, under fire.
Cut! It's not under attack. Anything, Dickie. It's endangered.
He's got big ideas about the environment.
Have to get our priorities straight. The whole environmental arena, that's a priority.
Richard Dickie Pillager on law enforcement.
Frontier justice. All you needed was a good strong rope and a tree to hang it from.
Social issues.
Organizations formed to help these things will be happy to pitch in if only government would get out of their way.
Cooking.
If you're going to have a front burner, which is where you want your priorities, it's like cooking.
Finally, a candidate with all the right answers. Finally, a candidate with a vision for America. In the new movie from acclaimed director John Sayles, Silver City, rated R for language, starts Friday in select cities.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Then all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. Remember how George Bush decided we had to go to war to save innocent Iraqis? So how come we're not doing diddly to save innocent Sudanese? Even Colin Powell now says it's genocide in Sudan. Maybe to get our attention, they should buy some yellow cake, as long as they don't eat it. That and Mark Riley will hear my liberal confession on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. You are listening to Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270, and it is toll-free, of course. Back to John, who's called in from Boulder, Colorado. John, thanks for holding on.
Hey, my pleasure. I wanted to give you a call because you're sounding a little down tonight, Mike.
I do?
Yeah, you sound all defeated and, like, you know.
Oh, my God, no. Well, no, not at all. I guess if I'm not screaming and smashing things, people think I'm depressed or something.
No, it's this thing with the insurmountable lead. I don't believe any lead is insurmountable unless, and it's a big unless. I don't know if this is one of those weird conspiracy theory things, but there's a lot of people out there who seem to believe that any minute now Bush and his cronies are going to unveil a certain Mr. Bin Laden at a convenient time for the election.
I disagree with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's the case at all.
Okay. Well,
no, I'll tell you why. Somebody like Bin Laden, who may have been, I'm not sure, may have been responsible for the attack on this country, were he to be captured, there would be too many people who would know to keep something like that a secret. So, no, I don't think that's going to happen at all.
Well, what about these 100-and-something ghost prisoners in Abu Ghraib?
Well, I think that was just so that we could perpetrate torture on them, so that we could twist their genitals off and put flaming bars into their ears and rape their mothers and wives in front of them in order to try to get information. But I don't think those people have anything to do with Osama bin Laden. I think that those people have to do with the fact that insane people are running our government and gave permission to torture. You know, when you give people in power permission to torture, especially people who are in a situation where there's no recourse for what you do, you know, I can do whatever I want to. There's no rules. There's no recourse. There's nothing. Haven't there been several seminal experiments that shows that human beings revert, and I don't care if they're Islamic or American or British or Ecuadorian, they revert to a very primitive stage, and they take advantage of the situation. Oh, I get to torture somebody. And a lot of our service men and women are boys and girls. In a different context, they wouldn't even be allowed to drink. You know, there are people over in the Middle East on our side in our uniforms who are killing folks who would not be able to get a beer here in Georgia. So, to me, they're boys and girls. It's like Lord of the Flies over there. No rules.
Yeah,
no rules. All power and unbridled, undisciplined, no chain of command. Our generals, our people who are supposed to be providing guidance and leadership, are just sick enough, or they don't care enough, that, or they're caught in the middle between Lord of the Flies, boys and girls committing mayhem, and on the bottom and on the top, these sick bastards who run this government, who get a lawyer come in and say, okay, well, and so you can torture. Yeah, go ahead, George. You can order torture. That's well, where we are.
Here's where I wanted to cheer you up. Let's just say just for 2 seconds, because I really want to cheer. I want to hear you laugh tonight, you know.
Okay.
Just for 2 seconds, let's say that is true. Let's say, for the sake of argument, completely hypothetically, that they do indeed have him locked up somewhere. Well, there's a website you can go to vote on what day they're going to unveil it. You go to... Pretty funny. You go to OsamaSweepstakes.com.
OsamaSweepstakes.com?
Yeah, OsamaSweepstakes.com. Okay. And you can vote on when they're going to unveil bin Laden. So I just thought that might cheer you up a little bit.
Okay. In a macabre sort of way, I guess it does.
That's good to hear. I'm glad.
Thank you, John.
All right, have a good one.
All right, sir. You too. Appreciate you checking in.
Cheers.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the conventional wisdom is. I know a lot of us in the liberal or the progressive or the American political mindset, those of us who still believe that this country can do much better than these vampires that now run this country. I know there's a mindset that says the Bush crime family is so sick and so corrupt and so filthy and so manipulative that, yeah, they already have Osama bin Laden and his kidney dialysis machine stuck somewhere, and they're going to pop him out, you know, the October surprise or what have you. I just don't believe that. If that happens, I'll do some act of penance. What could I do? I guess I could... I don't know. I think it's something. But I just don't believe that that's the case. I really don't. The chief of staff of the White House, Andy Card, said about a week or so ago that President Bush, views America as, quote, a 10-year-old child, end quote, in need of the sort of protection provided by a parent. You aware of this? This was in the Boston. Was this in the Boston? Yeah, Boston Globe. Oh my God! Back on September 2nd, Democrat John Kerry immediately said that the comment was condescending. Whoa! Oh, you go, John. Ooh. But can you imagine that? Bush views America as a 10-year-old child. Oh, my God. If ever there was a president who acts like an out-of-control 2-year-old, it's this guy. Andrew Card said, quote, "It struck me as I was speaking to people in Bangor, Maine, that this president sees America as we think about a 10-year-old child. I know as a parent I would sacrifice all for my children." You see, the Republican Party has cast itself as the daddy party. You know, we Democrats, we're too much about fair play and ethics and morality. You know, that's mommy's stuff. Be nice to your sister. That's mommy's stuff. Daddy stuff is kill your sister. Of course, any parent that ran a family or a household the way Bush runs the country would find themselves in bankruptcy court and then on the way to family court for child abuse, right? That's according to Phil Singer, Gary's spokesman. Singer points out, just over the last year, 1.3 million people have fallen into poverty, including 700,000 children. Yadda, 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 yadda. You know, all those statistics that we know about. But the American public, at least the ones polled, don't seem to know about or don't seem to care about. 700,000 children in poverty? Screw them. If they had parents that would, you know, if they were fetuses, we'd do something. But screw them. They're live children. We don't care. Stuff them back up in the womb and attach them back to that umbilical cord, and we'll do everything we can to take care of them. The little angels. But once they're born, they're just sick little welfare-sucking bastards. We don't care. 700,000 children in poverty? To hell with them. Now, what makes all this sick, according to the Boston Globe, Andrew Card made that little comment on... Where was he? He was, I forget where he was, but he made little mention of the war in Iraq, but told of his trip accompanying Bush to the Walter Reed Army Medical Center where injured soldiers had been treated. And Card said, referring to Bush, he has walked into a room where a soldier tries to stand to pay respect to the president, but he doesn't have any legs. And he wants to give an officer salute, but he doesn't have any arms. And the president leans over and everyone stands at attention. And as the president presents a purple heart, tears flow. And I can honestly say that never once have I seen a situation where a soldier or a marine or a sailor or an airman didn't say, thank you for the privilege of serving, Mr. President. I'm anxious to get back. Oh, my comrades. That's according to Andrew Card. These people, this is the sickest group of people, aside from the fact that they are destroying the country. This is really perverse stuff. I mean, this is war porn. This is, I don't know, I've never come across anything like this in my life. Have you? Anything this perverted and sick to relish, to mule and use wounds to human beings caused by a war that George Bush created out of thin air, and our people have been sent there, and they get, the ones that don't get killed get arms and legs blown off, or their minds are ruptured, or their faces they no longer have bottom jaws, or what, you know, they're deaf. An explosion went off and ruptured their eardrums or their half their brains been shot away, and these people are still alive, and these sick people, Andrew Card and Bush and Cheney and the rest of these animals, go like you and I would go to a petting zoo, and they walk up and down the corridors of these hospitals with their purple hearts and they comment on the fact that people can't stand because they have no legs, and they can't salute because they have no arms. And these are the evil, evil animals that caused that? Oh, my God.
I don't get much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me.
Are Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo. Every day, the editors of Mother Jones scour the web for the day's most important stories and post them for you online. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I love the story of Pedro Pan.
I love the story of Pedro Pan. And I talk like this so you know that I do speak Espanol. I say my English words like this to make it sound like, you know, even more Pedro Pan. Healthcare premiums up 59% since the age of Bush. How about that? Families pay, on average, almost $900 more per year for healthcare premiums. But by God, he's going to protect us from terrorists, so let's everybody vote for him, okay? All you folks in the red states, he's a good boy. He's got Christ in his corner. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation's annual health survey, in 2004, the cost of job-based health benefits rose by 11%, marking the fourth consecutive year of double-digit growth. Premiums continue to increase much faster than inflation. Inflation is 2.3%. Since 2001, premiums for family coverage have increased by 59% compared with inflation growth of 9% and wage growth of 12%.
The another ugly statistic from the Kaiser Family Foundation's Employer Health Benefits 2004 annual survey. There are at least 5 million fewer jobs providing health insurance in 2004 than in 2001. This is more of the Bush legacy. This is George W. Bush. Of course, he's out there now talking about, well, in 4 more years, we're going to do all kinds of miracles and stuff and things and wonderful things, and I'm going to make sure that health care is there, and everybody will get some of it too. So, you know, we just need 4 more years. We made tax cuts for everybody, and that stimulated the economy. But you know, I had the trifecta to deal with, and Bill Clinton gave, you know, we had 8 years of depression, and then I came in, and on Friday, it was announced that Medicare cost increase, stunning 70% monthly premium hike that seniors will face in January. That's after the election. 17% for seniors. Overall, the average American senior citizen, don't you hate that term, on Medicare will have paid just under $1,000 more over 4 years for basic monthly premiums and hospital deductibles under Bush.
We're going to change all that. We're going to privatize and make everybody so going to be rich. And health care will be out there. I promise I'm going to do it. Remember 4 years ago I told you I was a compassionate conservative, and I didn't believe in getting involved in other nations' business. And I was a reformer with results and a uniter, not a divider. And here I am again. Hey! We're going to do all these wonderful things, and we're going to stop killing the little unborn babies, and we're going to have health care, and senior citizens will be okay and good forever. They will be. Just reelect me. Senior citizens will be good forever. And I'm going to make jobs come and clean up the air. And I'm going to make the water more better. And you know them fish that have a mercury? We're going to catch every little fishy, and we're going to take the mercury out of them and put them back. I just want 4 more years. That's all I want. 4 more years, because I'm George W. Bush. And we're going to, what else are we going to do? We're going to stop the terrorism. You know, we're fighting on terrorism, and we're beating it, and a lot of Afghanistan, the little girls there now can wear white shoes, and they can fly a kite, and what? Oh, that's right. There was more people killed and bombs go. Well, don't pay any attention to Afghanistan. It's a free democracy, and what else? Oh, yeah, and North Korea. And let's see, what else? Did I mention that we're going to get the mercury out of the fish? I did say that, okay. And the homeland is going to be securitied. We got all kinds of ways to securitize the homeland, and we're going to give out duct tape. And the trains are there, too. So everything is okay. Hi, America. Hi, I'm George Bush. Hi, how are you, sir? How are you, ma'am? Let me kiss your baby. Hi, thank you, little baby. And there's an old lady. Hi, old lady. Guess what? Medicare is going to be just fine. And I got a drug card coming for you. And we, you know, the polls show me I'm way ahead now. I'm going to be your president again, because I've done so much for this country. And did I mention we're going to get the fish cleaned up and get the mercury out? And what else are we doing? We never put mercury in them. That was Bill Clinton. And Jesus. News reports about Friday's Medicare cost increase focused on the stunning 17% monthly premium hike that seniors face in January, despite
having paid a payroll tax all for most of their working lifetimes, so many people, all seniors who rely on Medicare must pick up significant costs of the program. The two biggest costs are the monthly Medicare premium, which Bush just raised to $78 a month, and the hospital deductible, which Bush just raised to $912 a year. When Bush took office, the Medicare premium was $50, now it's $78.20, and the hospital deductible was $792, now it's $1,000. Bush has now raised Medicare premiums by 56% over 4 years. Since it just incredible. Oh, during Clinton's tenure in office, the largest increase was in 2000, when Part B of Medicare premium would be $4.50 higher than the previous year. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
So prescription drugs will be an integral part of the Medicare plan.
Guns are great, they make us all safe, except of course for the high death rate. Abortion's wrong, punishment's right.
Did Oswald really shoot JFK? Was he the lone assassin? Or was there a shot from the grassy knoll? Was it a conspiracy? Did the government, a la 9/11, fail to connect the dots? Why did the CIA thwart a congressional probe into JFK's murder? Hear the experts answer these questions and more at a conference on the Warren Report and its legacy, September 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Wardman Park Marriott in Washington, D.C. Come find out about the evidence which the government ignores and the news media hides. This is a conference you won't want to miss. To register, call the Assassination Archives and Research Center, the AARC, at 202-628-6608. That's 202-628-6608. To learn more, you can visit our website at aarclibrary.org. That's aarclibrary.org.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
The Majority Report.
I am now holding up a sign. I am looking around to see if any gay Republican will speak to me.
There's nothing wrong with being gay.
We need another microphone. We just found one.
We found a gay Republican.
Now, you are...
the press secretary for the Democratic National Committee.
Are you a log cabin Republican?
Not exactly.
So what are you doing here?
I didn't want you to have dead air.
The one black guy I find at the convention turns out to be a Democrat.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
We're going to keep our promises to the elderly in America. This requires a sense that the urgency.
Yeah, it also requires peons, friends. Phil is calling from L.A. Phil, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
For having me, Mike.
Sure.
I was holding to talk to you about your subject of the day, whether or not this race is over. But before I talk about that, can I tap into your little tirade from a minute ago about these people and the shame and the shamelessness,
sure,
and the,
sure,
hypocrisy and the lies? And what I really wanted to chat about was, I'm totally on board with you. I think that we've really been overthrown by some of the worst kind of people this country's ever seen, and that I think it's for money and for power and nothing else. And what I wanted to talk to you about was this reluctance on the part of the people of this country to believe that it's actually happened.
Uh-huh.
It's happened in almost every other country in the world. We could go down the list. We're horrible, minded, you know, just people that care nothing about other human beings' state of life, or even their actual limbs being blown off, or whatever it was. It's perfectly okay with them as long as they stay in power and they get richer and they get more powerful. And it's obviously happened here. But the people of this country, they just can't accept it. They just can't accept it.
I know, and it's hard to accept because administration after administration in this country, with a few notable exceptions, had, I think, the interests of society as a whole as the central part of their reason for being. And we've seen a couple where that was not true. I think Nixon was just psychotic enough that it wasn't true in his situation, in his case.
Sure.
I think Reagan was just so totally, his mind was already starting to soften up, so it was beyond his ability. But this group that have clustered around Bush too, it's astonishing.
It's something to behold.
Yeah, and I think that's why Americans, for the most part, won't believe it. Because
you tapped into to a very good answer to it, which is that our formation was from such a position of good and justice,
mm-hmm,
and it's kind of like if you're growing up and your dad or your mom, you've always known them to just be the most wonderful, wonderful people that really have your best interests at heart. And then all of a sudden they just turn into a raging alcoholic. It's very hard to accept. For years you're going to live in a state of denial that this is somebody else that's really come in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going on. I think I think they're taking advantage of it. They this is an amazing opportunity for these people. I mean, this is I got this great thing from Rand McNally. It was a histogram of world empires. And it showed from the beginning of recorded time the size of the greatest empires on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Roman Empire had a pretty good chunk of the world. But us, right now, this is it. This is the pinnacle. And these people have taken it over.
Yeah,
and so they're in control of an astronomical amount through pure evil. And the people that they're succoring have absolutely, for the most part, no idea what's going on. And they've got, you've got to give George Bush credit, I mean, in an evil kind of way, for pulling the wool over so many people who sit by and they go, God, he just seems like such a nice guy, and I could never imagine he would do anything like that.
Well, I think that's the genius of Karl Rove. Karl Rove is Satan's brother.
That's right. He's his enabler. Yeah, he made Bush presidential.
It's incredible. Karl Rove, who learned from the master, Lee Atwater, until Lee Atwater, his brain was eaten away by a tumor that was obviously put there by Christ. You know, Christ decided that Lee Atwater was just an abomination and decided to kill him with a brain tumor. And eventually Christ will probably do that to Karl Rove.
But will Rove recant on his deathbed?
Once he sees the yawning bowels of hell at his feet and the flames licking, as Lee Atwater obviously did, I think Karl Rove will scream into the infinite the same thing.
So.
Yeah.
So,
hey, listen, let me leave it there. I got to move on.
May I just tell you my comment about
very quickly,
why
sure.
It's not over? I'll be quick.
Okay.
The previous caller, and everybody's talking about this Osama surprise. I think they're going to pull something along those lines. They're not going to show us Osama. 2 or 3 days before the election, they're going to claim that they've caught him. And they're certainly capable of lying about it. They don't have to show us his face. It'll be enough, and then after the election, they'll make up some nonsense about he was buried in some rubble, or maybe we were wrong, but, you know, whatever. It's already over.
Unless they have some DNA, I don't think it's going to work.
It'll absolutely work. The public will go rah, rah, rah. There'll be parades in the street, and the only way to get around it is for John Kerry to get an actor to portray Osama, and he's got to show the world that he's got him.
Oh, my God.
And I would suggest either Ted Danson or Chevy Chase.
I think Ted Danson would probably work. Thanks,
excellent.
Phil.
Thank you,
sir. I appreciate it. Oh, my God. You people are getting stranger than I am. Steve is calling from Long Island. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Mike. Great pleasure to talk to you and to hear you on the air. You are so refreshing, man.
Well, thanks.
Years ago, I did an hour a week on liberal radio and spent most of my time dissecting Rush Limbaugh and Bob Grant.
Uh-huh.
And I never thought that I would hear somebody from our side able to do it the same way to them as they do it to us. And
hey, we've got several on this network who'll do that.
I listen from morning till night, but
great.
You have a special rapier there, Mike.
I have a special hatred of all the people in the lineup of Air America. I'm probably the one most consumed with hate. You know.
Well, I don't believe that's true, but anyway, you presented very well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyway, my comment is on the Osama bin Laden thing, and then after I say this, if you want to talk about the healthcare thing, I'm a professional health policy analyst. I've been doing it for 40 years, and I can give some more fill on that. But as far as Osama is concerned, I've said for quite some time, in fact, since the fall of 2001,
uh-huh.
written this too, that I think that the Bushies caught him a long time ago, and that either they have him or they've killed him. If they have him, he will never see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not worth it for them to bring this guy out before the election, because if they bring him out before the election, at some point they would have to put him up in some kind of court. And what this guy has to tell the world about the connections between himself and the Bushes and the Saudi monarchy is something that the Bushes and the Saudi monarchy definitely do not want.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and if the election were 3 years away and they presented him, I can agree with you. But we're 50 days away. We're 7 weeks away. If they, being the psychopaths that run this country, if they had him and presented him and said, look, who we've got, he would never come to trial. It would be a couple of years. I mean, it's going to be a couple of years before Saddam ever comes to trial. I just don't believe that that Osama bin Laden is going to be captured. I really don't. I don't understand. Saddam was just a tyrant and a thug. And comes a bad word, a son of a bitch, and most practicing Islamists hated him because he was, you know, he came out of the Ba'athist Party, which really came out of the Communist Party, and they hated him. He was not a religious man. Osama.
He was, he was fairly secular.
Right.
I don't dislike him at all.
Yeah, Osama, on the other hand...
Do you know the story about what happened at the last meeting between the Iraqis and the Kuwaitis before the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait?
Yeah, I think
what the foreign minister said to Saddam in the room.
Right. We don't get involved in discussions, but territorial disputes among Arab countries, I know. But the point I was trying to...
No. They said that. Yeah, sure, they said that. They said, we don't get involved in discussions with people whose mothers came from the street.
Oh.
Because...
Oh, you're not talking about April Glaspie. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. You're talking about the Iraqi foreign minister.
The Kuwaiti foreign minister, right.
Saying okay.
to the Iraqis
right.
with Saddam in the room.
Right, okay. Well, that probably explains the invasion.
I'm talking about the permission that April Glaspie gave to Saddam to invade Kuwait. I'm not talking about that.
Right, okay. All right, well, listen, thanks for checking in, Steve. I got to move on. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, sir. Take care.
Mike, you're so refreshing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know what to say when people say stuff like that. It gets kind of embarrassing. But thanks, you know, whatever. As far as Osama, here's my take on Osama bin Laden. How many members of the Muslim faith are there? 1 billion, I guess, on the planet. Let me put it this way. Can you imagine, let's say Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson were being pursued by some authority that had a lot of firepower, and he was being pursued in the United States. Do you believe that there is a single Protestant or even to some extent Catholic organization that would turn him over? Do you think America would turn Pat Robertson? Well, you would, and I would. My analogy is breaking down. Never mind. Let me just go back to what I was trying to say. Osama bin Laden is a hero. He is a religious patriot. And man, I'll tell you, when you combine those two, you've got a great big ball of gaseous. Explosive material in your hands. He is a religious hero, patriot. There's not a Muslim, I don't think, who would turn him in, who knew where he was, would turn him in. I'm sure there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people in the Afghan-Pakistani area who aren't aware, generally, and maybe specifically where Osama bin Laden is hiding. Do you think for a moment that somebody's going to turn him in? I don't care if they put a $1 billion reward on his head. Because the Islamists know that if they turn him in, they and their families and their children will burn in Muslim hell for thousands of eternities. Aside from the fact that Osama's a hero. Ain't going to happen. Osama will never be captured.
This was not some cosmic plan. Oh, 70 virgins in the sky. 70 virgins in the sky. 70 virgins in the sky.
Yeah.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Did Oswald really shoot JFK? Was he the lone assassin? Or was there a shot from the grassy knoll? Was it a conspiracy? Did the government, a la 9/11, fail to connect the dots? Why did the CIA thwart a congressional probe into JFK's murder? Hear the experts answer these questions and more at a conference on the Warren Report and its legacy, September 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Wardman Park Marriott in Washington, D.C. Come find out about the evidence which the government ignores and the news media hides. This is a conference you won't want to miss. To register, call the Assassination Archives and Research Center, the AARC, at 202-628-6608. That's 202-628-6608. To learn more, you can visit our website at aarclibrary.org. That's aarclibrary.org.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Ten before the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. David is calling from New York. David, welcome to the program. Hey, how you doing? Hey,
hi.
David.
What? Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I hear you great.
Oh, great. I was just calling because I wanted to talk about what you started at the beginning of the show about media polling, about the polling and the media reporting of it.
Yeah.
It's gotten so bad that on Sunday on CNN, on reliable sources, the topic was for the day, is the press attacking George Bush? I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
That's how they started all discussion about whether they were unfairly attacking him for his National Guard record.
Right.
And they discussed it for 20 minutes.
But you know what that's about, David. You know,
certainly do, and that's what I wanted to talk about. I just want to say something. I'm actually from San Francisco. I'm just in New York for the week.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for the Clark campaign. I was his coordinator for Wesley Clark when he was running. In San Francisco.
Right.
And I learned all about how you can't get anything on the media. And that's because they're owned by five corporations that have corporate interests and not public interests.
That's very true.
So we understand that. But I've been out getting people to vote. I work for drivingvotes.org. I'm going to Florida for 2 weeks to help get people to the polls.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, this is the most important election we've ever had in our lives, but it's more important than anything this country has ever seen. We're on the way to Germany if we don't do something about this.
Yeah, and I don't think any thinking person who still has a brain left would disagree with you. I certainly respect the efforts that you plan on making to prevent that from happening, but you're absolutely right.
Well, it's not going to happen on my watch. I mean, not if I can help it.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, after I do a lot of reading, and after reading What's the Matter with Kansas and all the other stuff that's out there, I've decided that we're basically divided into two groups. Mm-hmm. People who want to think and look ahead and mm-hmm. try and make the future what it should be.
Right.
And those who want to look behind and drag us back and have somebody tell them what to do.
In other words, liberals and conservatives.
Well, it's anti-intellectuals is a big part of it.
Right.
And so when you hit these people with facts, it's not going to help. Because they're not listening to facts. All they're saying is, you're just an intellectual telling me what to do, and I don't need your help.
Right.
And if it hadn't been for Clinton, the Clinton administration with NAFTA, the WTO, and the Trilateral Commission, they might not be so angry at us. But I think they feel that because they haven't gotten the economic help they need from the Democrats, they're culturally going with the Republicans who talk to them about anti-abortion, anti-gays, mm-hmm. and all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I felt the same way when I was in fifth grade. I used to think to myself, my teacher's just a damn smart-ass intellectual. I don't like her telling me things that I'm supposed to believe. But it's the same thing. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you're saying, David.
Well, the point is that I don't believe the polls. Back when the Democratic Convention ended, on that Sunday when they ran that orange alert,
yeah.
The way CNN did it, I was watching CNN. The first thing they did was they had Joe Lieberman get on.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Lieberman gets on and he says, you know, Kerry and Bush, they don't really have any difference in policy for Iraq. And then he says, it would be crazy. Nobody could possibly believe that the Republicans would just give an alert just for political reasons.
Right.
Anybody who thinks that is out of their mind. That was after Howard Dean had said that they had. And so the net result is then they run the alert, and the Democratic Convention is out of the news cycle altogether.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
then they showed a chart. And in that chart, they showed California and the West Coast, and then the East Coast with a few blue states, and every other state they had was red.
Yeah.
And they said, look at it. I mean, Bush has got everything already. And then they started pounding hour after hour, day after day, about these ridiculous polls. And then first they did the swift votes, then they did the polls.
I know. And that's why I asked the question tonight. Not that I have lost faith, not that I believe that this nonsense, these asinine polls are correct, but given what is being arrayed against the American public, what you just articulated, I sometimes wonder, and I can't help it, you know, if that makes me some kind of a defector because I sit back sometimes and wonder and then publicly talk about it on this program, well, then so be it. But I just wonder if we, that is thinking normal Americans, really have a chance given what you just articulated, what you just said, what you just listed. First of all, media... it's just horrifying. Joe Lieberman is what Zell Miller would be like if he learned how to speak English and was heavily medicated. I mean, there's no difference. Joe Lieberman is a self-hating Democrat of just the highest order. That's another reason that that Al Gore just made me sick, picking somebody like Lieberman who obviously was a drag on the ticket. Oh, well, David, I got to go to the next caller. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, I just have one thing to add.
Very quick.
I was at an ACLU meeting on Sunday, and Ossie Davis came to talk. And he was talking about when he was blacklisted from McCarthy hearings.
Who said that?
Ossie Davis.
Oh, Ossie Davis. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And all I can tell you is he got me believing that if you go out, you got to keep fighting, because if you talk to the people and you go out and you tell them what's going on, we got to do it, and there's still hope. And,
yeah.
and we can get past those polls if we keep telling people the truth.
I hope that's the case, and I'm going to keep believing that. David, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your input tonight. Take care, okay? We coming up on a break here, Madam Producer? I think we are. Lowell is calling from Tampa. Lowell, welcome to the program. I'm going to have to put you on hold in a second, but we can get started here. What's up?
Nothing much. Just waiting on pins and needles for Ivan to do whatever he's going to do around here in Tampa. But basically, I was looking at a transcript of the Blitzer interview with Pat Buchanan.
Wasn't that something?
This is unbelievable. Particularly the part where he says, but you make it sound like the President of the United States is an idiot. And Buchanan does exactly that in his next sentence,
mm-hmm.
which is the President was untutored in foreign policy.
Yeah, let me just add something here, Lowell, because I want folks to be perfectly clear on this. I have no love for Pat Buchanan, and as far as a charge of anti-Semitism, I believe in Buchanan's case, it's probably a valid charge. The way Blitzer brought it up, though, in the context of that interview, I think was kind of gratuitous, and it provides. Let me finish. It provides Lowell, a viewer or a listener, an easy out to not hear what Buchanan's saying. I don't think there's any doubt that Buchanan harbors in his heart of hearts a very strong anti-Semitic streak. I think he harbors a very strong Protestant streak. You know, this guy is a hardcore Opus Dei Catholic, and to those people, the only folks who are going to make it into hell are going to go there hand in hand with the Virgin Mary, and they're going to do it through the Catholic faith. Into heaven. Everybody else is going to hell. Lowell, hold on. Got to take a break. We'll come back and pick you up after the top of the hour. Say goodbye to our New York audience. Y'all pick us up on Sirius or the Internet. We'll see you tomorrow night. Everybody else, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Once again, it's Dishing the Dirt, the call-in show that finds beauty in ugly rumors. What you got?
You want dirt? I work for some celebrities.
Talk to me.
They asked me to switch to those Clorox bathroom cleaners with Teflon surface protector. Now their dirt doesn't stick.
Well, wait. Dirt doesn't stick to celebrities?
I'm telling you, dirt doesn't stick to their bathtubs, sinks, showers, toilets, or bidets.
You know something? I don't want to hear this, because if dirt doesn't stick, I'm out of business.
Clorox bathroom and toilet bowl cleaners with Teflon surface protector. Use them and dirt doesn't stick. Teflon is a registered trademark of DuPont used under license.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Hurricane Ivan is rolling over western Cuba, hammering the island with 160-mile-an-hour winds and driving rains. Meteorologist Joe Bartosik says it's still not certain where Ivan will make landfall in the USA.
That cone of uncertainty right now exists anywhere from Cedar Key, Florida, across the Big Bend area there of Florida, all the way over to New Orleans. Our best guidance, of course, is right down the middle, which would be somewhere in the Pensacola, Panama City, Mobile Bay, Alabama area by Thursday.
The Category 5 storm already has pummeled the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and Grenada, killing at least 68 people. Ivan is expected to weaken somewhat before it makes landfall in the U.S. The hurricane may hit the Florida panhandle by Thursday. However, Visit Florida spokesperson Tom Flanagan says many people are seeing the damage done by the previous storms and worry about Ivan, but don't realize that not all of Florida has actually been hit.
The message we got to get out is that despite the fact that we have been hit by two major storms in a one-month period, not all of Florida was impacted by those storms, and by and large, the state's open for business.
Campaigning in Michigan, President Bush promoted domestic policies and defended his decision to invade Iraq.
Someday an American president will be sitting down with a duly elected leader of Iraq talking about the peace. And our children and grandchildren will be able to grow up in a much better world.
Bush did not address weekend bloodshed in Iraq nor the grim milestone that was passed last week when U.S. casualties topped the 1,000 mark. Senator Kerry has linked the price tag in Iraq, roughly $200 billion, to domestic problems. The Bush administration is coming under intense criticism for not making an effort to renew the 1994 assault weapons ban. Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry says the expiration will make it easier for terrorists to get lethal weapons. Recent fatal car collisions involving teenage drivers are focusing attention on how well young California drivers are learning and practicing safety procedures. Paul Wilbur is a driving instructor for the Referee Driving School in Lodi. Wilbur says teens in general don't drive as well as they once did.
They tend to be more aggressive. They tend not to leave a 3 to 5 second space cushion between vehicles.
Wilbur says changes are needed in the driver's training system. A Gresham, Oregon toddler got a second chance at life after falling out of a second-story window. A police spokesman says the 10-month-old boy climbed up a couch Sunday morning and pushed out a cardboard barrier against an air conditioner before falling. He adds the child was fortunate to land on a bush. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decrease. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christian and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis, started talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're this generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into mean, evil, imperialist bastards. I'm not on air. I'm on...
Welcome back. It's about 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. That's what you're listening to. My name is Mike Malloy. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. We're talking with Lowell in Tampa. Let's go back to Lowell. Thanks for holding on.
Hi.
Yep. Basically, I think as far as that Blitzer interview with Buchanan, he does a good job at making the president look complete uninformed, the uninformed ass that he is. And particularly the part when he says we put agenda before a president whose my judgment was untutored, as his father was not. Reagan wouldn't have done it. Blah 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 blah.
Right.
I mean, basically, these neocons, particularly Wolfowitz, I think are as dangerous as the terrorists that we're supposedly fighting. I mean, the actual terrorists, not the non-existent ones that were supposedly in Iraq or what have you. I don't know. Frickin', these guys scare me. These neocons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Their agenda is not the agenda of the American public. It's not the agenda of normal thinking human beings. And so many people in media are nothing more than, to borrow a term from therapy, they're nothing more than enablers. They're the people who make it possible. Media are the people who work in media make it possible for these psychos to operate inside our system.
Yeah,
and I'm all the time just shocked and amazed.
Yeah, particularly the Fox Network, which I call the American version of Prada.
Well, Fox, I don't go near Fox because Fox has they've developed a technology that if you watch their channel, it sucks the electrons out of your brain, and eventually your skull will collapse. So I don't watch Fox. But MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, I mean, they're every single one of them are designed to enable this right-wing takeover of America and make it permanent. There's a couple of exceptions. You know, Keith Olbermann on MSNBC is one of those exceptions. But 99% of the people who sit there on television and flood into our homes or our offices 24/7 are doing exactly what they're instructed to do, and that is to grease the path of the neocon right wing in this country and turn this country into an authoritarian one-party state.
Also true. There's this book called The Republican Noise Machine.
Yeah.
That gives exactly how these people do it. And frankly, I think the people in the Kerry campaign and the DNC should read this thing so they can learn how to, beat these people at their own game. So basically get the actual truth out there.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just being bullied in submission by Fox and Cheney and whoever else, all the other neocons and what have you. But and very briefly, here's a theory that I don't know if anyone else has brought this up or anything like that. But the president, the reason why he's uninformed, he's not there to run the, he's not there to initiate foreign policy or whatever. He's there to ruin the economy, because basically the neocons' big thing is privatization, and the only way you're going to do that is to basically ruin the economy. Who better than George W. Bush, who's been an adept failure at all his other business ventures, to do that?
Well, that's true, Lowell. And you know, to say, as Buchanan did, that the president of the United States, who has at his command more power than anyone in the history of the human race, and to say that, to imply that he needs tutoring into that role, tutoring, specific instruction as to geopolitical realities, is to admit that we have this country resting in the hands of just a total ass, a total ignorant fool, and that is so dangerous. So dangerous. Lowell, I got to move on. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate your time and your call. You have a nice evening.
You too.
All right. Yeah, for Buchanan to politely say, that George W. Bush is untutored, you know, then why is he president? Well, we know why he's president, but you get my point. You take my point. I'm sure. It's astonishing. You know, we went from probably the most intelligent in terms of politics, good and bad. That would be Bill Clinton. I can't think of anybody who has ever occupied that office who was more just intelligent. Now, did he use his intelligence the best possible way. Well, of course not. Of course not. And he allowed whatever it was, his zipper or his hubris or his, I don't know, I have no idea, to get in the way and bring about his downfall. But surely from a politically what's the word I'm looking for? Intellectual, someone who understands politics. How's that? Nobody was as good as Bill Clinton. He misused that with his damn triangulation. He was not above playing Democrats off against Republicans to get done what he wanted done. In a sense, I guess you can admire that if you're a student of political manipulation. But aside from that, I'm talking about just standardly. I'm just talking about how we define intelligence in a standard model. Bill Clinton was, I think, the most intelligent president we have ever had, and George W. Bush is by far the stupidest. It's just and to go from a Clinton to Bush on that level is really to bring about collective whiplash, don't you think? I think. Jim is calling from St. Petersburg Beach, Florida. Hey, Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Lately, I've found it interesting to contemplate something Molly Ibbins pointed out in the late 90s. When she was talking about Newt Gingrich, she always said that if you wanted to know what sin he was currently committing, just look at his most recent attack on any opponent. And
that's, a good point, yeah.
I look at Bush flip-flopping for 3 years and suddenly carries a flip-flopper.
Sure.
Cheney tries to eliminate all kinds of weapon systems, and now suddenly Kerry is against all these weapon systems.
Right.
You know, Bush skates on Vietnam, and suddenly Kerry's record is suspect. I mean, this tactic is useful. I mean, if you're beating your wife, just I'll accuse you of beating yours. And what are you going to say?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is where media in this country, to me, is such a horrendous failure in allowing the charge of flip-flop against Kerry to go unchallenged. Now, I don't mean the term. That's such a childlike term. You know, he's a flip-flopper. You know, and to see the big-headed, vacant-eyed people at the Republican convention with their flip-flops that they bought at Walmart, I'm sure, Chinese flip-flops, was really just a vision that belonged somewhere on a video screen in hell. So I'm not talking about media attacking the term flip-flop. But what media should have done or should be doing now is pointing out that what you're pointing out, that the charge against Kerry by the Bush crime family is beyond gratuitous and wrong. It is 180 degrees from the truth, and here's why. And they don't do it. They don't do it. Now, I know a couple of pundits will say, well, you know, when Dick Cheney was Secretary of Defense, he was lobbying to have these program systems cut. And when he was a member of the House of Representatives, he voted against. But they don't, you know, they may mention that in passing, but they don't go into depth. And they let the charge hang out there that John Kerry, like Max Cleland, like John McCain, are somehow traitors to their country. And vote against defending the country. It's astonishing.
Yeah, you can accuse anybody of anything. And, Lyndon Johnson used to do it. You know, I just want to hear him deny that he was raping a goat, you know?
Yeah, me too. Hey, thanks for checking in, Jim. I appreciate your call. All right, we got to take a break here. We'll come back. If you're on hold, we're going to get to you tonight. I swear to you, all right? This is Air America Radio. That's what you're listening to. My name is Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
How can you judge for me? What I should hear and see. Thank you.
Today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the foreman's gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Yeah, driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get. And you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
It's about 21 past the hour, so I'm watching the rebroadcast of Keith Olbermann's program on MSNBC, and that's, you know, they flashed up on the screen the Newsweek poll and the AP poll and the Zogby poll. I like the Zogby poll. Among rural voters, Kerry has 37%, Bush has 51%. That's astonishing. When the policies of the Bush administration are designed to screw rural voters. I don't understand this. I don't, except for the media. But here's some facts about the Republicans, you know, stuff. Who sent this to me? Somebody sent this to me. I don't know who did. But here's stuff you wouldn't hear, you didn't hear during the Republican convention. The gap between the rich and the poor and the rich and the middle classes has grown appreciably during the Bush presidency. Bush will be the first president since Hoover to realize a net loss in American jobs during this term. More Americans than ever have incomes below the poverty line. More Americans than ever have no health insurance of any kind. The jobs Americans are finding to replace those they've lost are paying about 70% of the original, a collective salary loss now exceeding $1 trillion. Now, where do you suppose that money went? That's right. You're right. The so-called conservative Bush has rung up record deficits, and if he gets four more years, is on track to double the national debt. In the 4 years of the Bush crime family, we've gone from being able to pay back our debts to being the largest debtor nation in the world again. The head of the Federal Reserve Board, Greenspan, has told America's boomer generation they should expect reduced Social Security Medicare benefits thanks to Bush. We now have the worst trade imbalance of any nation in the world. The Bush presidency will be the first since the creation of the EPA to see air, water, and soil pollution get worse. Bush used executive orders to destroy, gut, or relax rules and regulations protecting us from air, water, and soil pollution. For the first time since the Great Depression, more hospitals are closing than hospitals being built. The pharmaceutical industry has lavished campaign contributions on the Bush campaign and got rewarded with this so-called Medicare reform that actually prohibits the government from negotiating lower drug prices. There are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. There's no connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. Iraq had no nuclear weapons program. Blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on. Bush wants to be the first president in history to help pass a constitutional amendment that restricts a group's basic rights. That would be gay marriage. And then when you top everything else, to think that the majority in this country did not vote for Bush in the 2000 election. I mean, you talk about being really, really punished. And I hate to use that word, punishment. But somebody, some cloud being someplace is really punishing us, right? This guy was not elected. He was appointed. He didn't get the majority of votes. And he gets in office and does this. And then to add insult to insult and injury to injury and atrocity to atrocity. I don't care what poll you look at, or don't look at any poll. There's still 30, 40, 50, 60 million Americans who support this, who say, yes, sir, give me more war, give me more death, give me more guns in the streets, give me more bad jobs, give me more unemployment, give me more poverty, give me more pollution and sickness and death and destruction. Give it to me, sir, give it to me. Oh, God, I love it. Jesus, I don't want to be a part of that. Do you? Do you want to be a part of that? I do not want to live in that kind of a society. So what are the choices? Fight to reform it. Oh, yeah, that'll happen. Or leave, right? You got a third choice? I can't think of one. Can you? And if the reformation is if the attempt to reform is stymied by the use of political gerrymandering to make sure that the Republican control of all three branches of government is going to continue for the foreseeable and unforeseeable future, A. B, if we have a media in this country that is nothing more than a street prostitute and will do whatever the Bush administration says, where does that leave you and me? Seriously, where does it leave us? When you have little piglets like Sean Hannity and Alan Colmes and Rush Limbaugh and Neil Bortz and on and on and on, you have these little piglets just putting their droppings all over America 24/7. You know, pig feces, no matter where you look, and the stench gee whiz, man, wow. So what do we do? I mean, really, there must be something. We don't commit collective suicide. What do we do? You know, you can't in this society advocate taking to the streets, armed and ready to overthrow the government. If you start advocating that, then you're preaching sedition. I think there's laws against that, right? So what's left? The court? Petitioning your member of Congress? Okay. What about those of us who live in real dead zones, like everybody who lives in Georgia? Who does a Georgian petition for redress of our grievances? The governor? No. The two senators? Impossible. Our congressional delegation? Absolutely not. Now, Cynthia McKinney will represent the 4th District again after November 2nd, but and Georgia's not the only state like this that is a political dead zone for Democrats or progressives or normal people. There's state after state after state. So, you know, I have a right to ask the question. So don't send me an email, please, telling me I'm being negative. I have a right to ask the question. What is a good, workable, sensible, legal, nonviolent solution to the situation we're in? I think about this every day. I can't help but think about it. I can't. You know, and sometimes it just irks the hell out of me when I get email. Well, Mike, don't worry about it. The polls are wrong. What if the polls are not wrong? You see what I'm saying? So I just wonder. That was the underlying theme, the essential theme of the program tonight. Is you know, could we be on the cusp of something we don't want to have happen? This is Air America Radio.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Tuesday on the Al Franken Show,
it's the show the White House doesn't want you to hear.
Why?
Because we often criticize the president.
They also don't want you to hear the show because we have controversial author Kitty Kelly. Is that it? Oh, also, we have New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. Look, maybe it would be better if you wrote these things down instead of just suggesting a premise like the White House doesn't want you to hear it. Is that too f***ing much to ask? Tuesday
on the Al Franken Show.
Before the hour. Curtis is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Curtis, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Well, you're on the air. I mean, do you want to say anything? Or
have you ever heard of a book called The Peter Principle?
Yes, years ago, thousand years ago, right.
One of the characters in the book says that either the world is run by smart people who are putting us on, or imbeciles who really mean it.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, Curtis.
Have you ever heard of a book called The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich?
Yeah, I have. Curtis, I don't want to play this game. Thank you, Curtis. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Okay, thank you. Wayne is calling from San Diego. Wayne, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you very much, Mike. First of all, I want everybody to kind of relax about the terrorism thing because we've captured the mastermind. You know, Saddam Hussein is in jail in Baghdad.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
The mastermind behind 9/11 is caught, so we should just go ahead and relax.
Yeah.
I just want to quickly give you, I'm kind of a poll freak, so I check out all the polls, and the one I trust the most is the Rasmussen poll. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
Rasmussen, yeah, I have heard of it. Just only recently, because they seem to be fairly adroit at this arcane business of polling.
They do. They do a daily poll, and they do over 3,000 people daily, which puts them in like a negative plus about 2% rather than some of these polls you see on TV that are up to 3 or 4%, sometimes 5.
Uh-huh.
And so, as I've been looking at the polls over the last, you got to remember, first of all, for anybody who wants to complain about the campaign of Kerry, that he started out at 30% when he began his campaign in January. Mm-hmm. He is now tied, essentially, with Bush after all that time. And we know what kind of attack machine Bush has, what kind of negative campaigning we should have expected from them.
Mm-hmm.
So today, according to this poll, Bush is at 47.2 and Kerry's at 46.4.
Uh-huh.
And right after the election, he was up, 10 points? So Bush is slowly dropping, and Kerry is slowly regaining the polls. So it's really been a slow, cautious turnaround. I think all the things that people like yourself are saying are getting through to the people over there, that, that we are not finished yet. And we're like behind 2 points in a football game in the fourth quarter. All we need to do is kick a field goal, and we're going to win this one.
I hope that's the case, Wayne. I guess the part that is stunning to me is, given what Bush has done, why do 46% of Americans still support him?
Well, the reason is I think most Americans have given up on democracy. I think a lot of people are bitter about it. They don't think it works anymore, and they kind of want that neo-fascist state. You know, they want to have that take care of me thing. I used to do Civil War reenacting, and there was a saying back then that said, you know, if you're not, you know, the children of the North were told by their parents, if you're not good to me, Stonewall Jackson will come and get you. Well, now Bush is out there saying, if you're not good to me, Osama bin Laden's going to get you. You know?
Well, that you know, what you just said is an interesting take that I had not dared consider, I guess, and that is what you said about you think maybe a lot of people in this country have given up on democracy?
Oh, absolutely. I really do. I mean, they don't follow the polls. It's not because they're ignorant of the polls. It's because they've just found no place for them in society. They see their role in the world shrinking. And, what this Bush is doing to them is making that more obvious and more true all the time. And they're losing that, losing their sense of freedom and democracy. And they want to be strong in the world. They want to be this tough guy, you know, cowboy image that America likes to project.
Mm-hmm.
And so by striking out like they are against the Iraqis, they fulfill that mission in their lives. They fulfill that strong thing. And that's what's happening to the people as far as I can see.
Well,
it's not just a matter of ignorance and apathy. It's a desire to move into a comfort zone where this guy protects you and you're willing to sacrifice all your, you know, ethical morals just to have that, you know, still feel like we're a strong country.
Okay, then the next question would be, how did we get to that mindset? Because was it Franklin that said something about those who would give up freedom for security winds up with neither? How did we become so ignorant to think that allowing an authoritarian regime to get power is somehow going to be reassuring? How did that happen?
It has to do essentially from the time of Vietnam on. We lost that war, and everybody, you know, all these not so swift guys are making a point of how badly we lost that war. You know, they're just rubbing those wounds in everybody's faces. You know, we had over 250,000 men traumatized by that war. Guys are out in the streets, homeless, drug addicts, and all they're doing is reinforcing the pain that war came. So we lost the war. That was the first thing, and then we just kept going to the right and to the right and seeking that protection, you know. And then Clinton came along, and he was brilliant. But he didn't, to me, he didn't fulfill the mission he needed to fulfill, which is to keep democracy in your hearts and in the soul of the people. He did create jobs, but he didn't clamp down on the corporations. He let them have free reign, you know. What I think, I just want to say about Kerry, I think he would be, to me, like the next Abraham Lincoln if we elect him. He would free all of us from the bondage of this stupidity that we're stumbling into. You know, and I think the people who want to say, Kerry's not running the campaign like this, or not running the campaign, got to stop saying that. Plenty of time for those guys to whine after the election, you know, because liberals are so good at that. You know, wah. It's not the way I would do it. What we have to do is realize that this man could be the greatest president that's ever lived. He's honorable. In every sense, he's honorable. And he's a thoughtful man, a cautious man. And he wouldn't do anything to destroy this country any further. He would dig us out of this hole that Bush has gotten us into.
Yeah. Well, in defense of the liberal whiners, though, who, and Dan, I can certainly be the head of that group.
No, I don't think you're a whiner. I think you're
No. What I was going to say, liberal whiners, where it concerns how Kerry's running his campaign. You know, wait until it's over and then whine about it. Okay, that's one way to look at it. But that's what we did about Gore. Now, I don't mean to say that I didn't say anything. I had a connection right into the Gore campaign headquarters once it moved to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And I used to, and it had nothing to do with radio, and I used to make my point of view known to those people. You know, you are screwing up. You are going to lose the election.
Well,
now, I'm not the only one who's doing that. And
no,
it was based, and it was based on how badly they mangled the campaign. So I think that's the reason a lot of people right now are saying Kerry is not handling the campaign right. We've seen this movie before, Wayne.
No. I think when it comes from a voice of knowledge like yourself, those concerns are well taken. When it comes from just people who are just repeating the sound bites of TV again, as you said, you know, they heard it on Fox saying the campaign's falling apart. So they call you up and say, oh, the campaign's falling apart. Half of those people who are calling, I believe, are Bush operatives, trying to instill negativism into our campaign, to have us give up before it's over.
All right. Well, there may be a lot of truth to what you're saying. Wayne, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right.
I'd appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know, some of those people that call the program and whine and bitch and complain are me. You know, I have a hard time. Sometimes I do, you know, so beat me up. Make me do bad talk radio. Call me a Republican, you know, whatever. Not that Wayne was doing that. I'm just saying, you know, again, I certainly am not losing faith that Kerry's going to win, because if I lose that faith, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I would stay on this job. You know, if I had a crystal ball and could look into it, so to speak, and saw Bush stealing a second election and Bush, through criminal acts like the first election, being president, continuing to be president after November 4th, after the election, I should say, I don't know if I would stay on this job. I don't know if I would stay in this country. I don't know if I don't know. You know, it's difficult to contemplate such an atrocity. But no, I'm not trying to inject any negativity. And I know Wayne wasn't saying that. I'm not trying to inject any negativity into this into the discussion that we have here every night. But I just have my own concerns, just like you do. You know, it's just like, hey, come on. And I think most of my concerns are not necessarily, I agree with Wayne, it's not necessarily, oh, Kerry is charismatically challenged, or Kerry is not setting the base on fire. It's not necessarily that. It's the fact that 46 or 47 or 51%, whoever poll you look at, it supports Bush after what he's done to this country. That's what's causing me to lose faith in my culture, my society, my country. It's not anything Kerry's doing. Kerry gives me hope. Democrats give me hope, except Joe Lieberman and Sal Miller. But real Democrats give me hope, make me think, God, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not an onrushing freight train. What depresses the hell out of me is that we have 46 or 48 or 49 or 51% of Americans who find a way to support this crime family that's taken over against their own interests. I'm not talking about the 1% of the upper money people in this country, income controllers, income earners. I'm not talking about those people. They'll support a gnomish demon right out of the bowels, right out of the rectum of hell, if it meant they got to retain their social and monetary power. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about those of us in that vast middle or working class that is the true America. How can 46% support this criminal administration? So that's where my angst and ennui and all that, all those French words, comes from. Jeff is calling from Ohio. Jeff, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
My old friend, Mike Malloy.
Oh, yeah?
This is Jeff Seaman.
Oh, hey!
Hey.
How are you?
I'm real good.
IE America days.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, good to hear from you again, Jeff.
You too. I choose to stand for reform.
Yeah.
I mean, I
sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Minutes before the hour. Hey, credit where credit's due. The program was engineered in New York City tonight by our resident rock star, Jason Isaac. Your phone calls were answered by the fabulous Linda Blake. The program was produced here in Atlanta by our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch of WhiteRoseSociety.org. Archives the programs. You can go to WhiteRoseSociety.org and listen to this and many other liberal-oriented programs. Check it out. And don't forget to come by AirAmericaRadio.com. There's all sorts of things going on there. Do we have video bingo yet? We don't. I'm sure it's coming at some point. And check out MikeMalloy.com. Back to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, thanks for holding on.
No problem. How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's been a while since we've spoken, at least a year. But I took my activism from the boards, and I took them to the ballot box. I'm running for Congress.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I am the Democratic candidate in Ohio's 16th district. running against Ralph Regula, 32-year incumbent. And things are going quite well, actually. So when you talk about choose to fight for reform or leave, I made my choice.
Well, now you're talking about the election coming up November 2nd.
That is correct.
Well, how's it going? I mean, how are you doing?
It's going great. This guy hasn't had a race in a long time, and yet just everything that we're doing, he came back from the Republican convention a day and a half early to campaign at a state fair. We're making this guy sweat pretty hard. I can't give you any poll numbers right now. We don't release internal poll numbers, but they're looking good. And we've already raised more money than any opponent to him has ever raised. And he's panicking. It's been a great race so far.
What cities? Is this Lima, Canton?
Canton, Ohio? And Medina are the two largest cities.
Mm-hmm.
We border with Sherrod Brown's district. It's been a great race so far. I would advise anybody who feels lost or need to help, go help somebody's campaign out. Get on a ballot themselves if they can still.
What's your website?
JeffO4.com.
Jeff04.com?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe some folks will stop by and check out what you're doing. I certainly wish you the best.
Well, thank you.
Especially in a state like Ohio that can go either way. Historically, it's become a Republican state, but
yes.
The Republican Party in Ohio is just an absolute mess. And well, I hope you succeed.
Well, there were a lot of us 10 percenters when right after 9/11, the 10 percenters who didn't believe in Bush still. That we held faith, and we are up to 50% now. I'm not giving in.
Well, good for you.
I
appreciate your guts.
It does
take guts to do what you're doing. Jeff04.com.
Yeah, give Kathy my best.
I'll do it. Thanks for checking
thank
in.
Thank you, pal. Good to hear you on Air America.
All right. Well, stay in touch.
I will, buddy.
Now let us know what happens. Jeff04. All right. Good for Jeff. Dave is calling from Regina, British Columbia. Hey, Jeff. I'm sorry, Dave.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
Go, Jeff, go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Going to close with some good news.
Okay,
like,
go
this
ahead.
This is the week that the Kitty Kelly book is out. James Carville is on the Kerry team. All this documentation for Bush skipping out on the National Guard, this is all coming out.
Mm-hmm.
This is a week to feel good. Like, whatever the poll numbers are, they're going to go down next week, the week after.
Well, I hope that's the case. And
the one thing that we need to keep in mind is to, like, anyone bringing, you know, Kerry flip-flop or what have you, all this stuff needs to be judoed back on them. You know, like, I think it was Dave from New York talking earlier where, you know, all this stuff that Kerry voted against for the military.
Yeah.
Well, that was what Cheney was calling for.
Sure.
You know, and
but there's just two problems here, Dave. I don't. I hope there's enough time left and to get that message out. That's A. B. Who's going to get it out? Do you think CNN is going to focus on that? Do you think Peter Jennings is going to focus on that? I have my doubts.
Yeah. Well, you know, too bad Jennings isn't Canadian anymore. Oh, well.
Well, he still sort of is. I think he's gotten dual citizenship.
The problem, no, he...
he gave it up?
He's, you know...
All American now,
Take a look. I'm making those, you know, air quote marks while I say American.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know...
Or I see you.
Yeah. The one thing I see in the photos of the crowds now, all the photos of Bush... There's really close cropping, like when Saddam's statue fell.
Yeah.
How
that's true.
TV cameras were really close, and at Kerry campaigns, you know, the cameras pan back and there's just waves of people. Sure, it might be 51% that Bush has, but that's soft. You know, like that 47 that Kerry has.
Yeah.
People are PO'd and they're going to be heading to the. To the precincts, and now it's just a matter of making sure that, you know, making sure that the counting of the ballots are done right.
Well, yeah, to paraphrase Stalin, casting a vote is easy. What really counts is counting the votes.
He who casts the vote counts for nothing. He who counts the votes counts for everything.
Yeah, well, I can certainly agree with that. Dave, let me move on. Thanks for checking in, pal. Yeah. I appreciate the good news, and we'll talk again. Take care. Sharon is calling from North Carolina. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I was so glad to hear you talking about Wolf Blitzer's interview, because when I watched it yesterday, I thought maybe I felt so strongly about wanting Kerry to win that I was overreacting to it.
Yeah.
It made me feel better to hear you talking about it.
Yeah, that was really something. I couldn't believe Blitzer was deliberately doing what he was doing. And
it was deliberate.
Yeah, yeah. And like I say, as far as Buchanan, 90% of what Buchanan states or believes in, I find either repellent or, in some cases, repulsive. But
yes.
He certainly made his point where it concerns our involvement in Iraq, and I think that was important for him to make it, because very few people are going to get out there and make that point.
Have you noticed CNN progressively doing more in the way they slant their questions in their interviews?
Sure.
Hurting Kerry, I mean, just gets worse and worse and worse.
I know. I have noticed. Hey, Sharon, we're out of time. Listen,
okay.
Call in later in the week, and we'll give you another shot. Thanks, Sharon. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, folks, thanks for the participation tonight. Whether you produced the program, participated in the program, called the program, or sent me one of those vicious emails, thank you. As long as I can inspire you to connect somehow, that's a good thing, right? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Do take care. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Hurricane Ivan is rolling over western Cuba, hammering the island with 160-mile-an-hour winds and driving rains. Meteorologist Joe Bartosik says it's still not certain where Ivan will make landfall in the USA.
That cone of uncertainty right now exists anywhere from Cedar Key, Florida, across the Big Bend area there of Florida, all the way over to New Orleans. Our best guidance, of course, is right down the middle, which would be somewhere in the Pensacola, Panama City, Mobile Bay, Alabama area by Thursday.
The Category 5 storm already has pummeled the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and Grenada, killing at least 68 people. Ivan is expected to weaken somewhat before it makes landfall in the U.S. The hurricane may hit the Florida panhandle by Thursday. However, Visit Florida spokesperson Tom Flanagan says many people are seeing the damage done by the previous storms and worry about Ivan, but don't realize that